Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm John Batson with my colleague Gregory Copley. This is the King Charles Report, our favorite report of the week, and the King's been busy. Gregory tells me there's a gathering at Windsor Castle, major significant gathering, because the King is taking it upon himself to lead the Empire, the Commonwealth, excuse me, incorrect term, lead the Commonwealth, and he begins with the Home Islands. Gregory, the King is gathering for an overnight at Windsor. Who will attend?
Well, it started on Monday, actually, when Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, and the Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, went down for long talks with the King. That's moving to the next stage, which is on Wednesday, tomorrow, when the King will host a dinner and late talks for in Windsor Castle with Sir Keir and Angela Rayner, but also including the first ministers of the devolved regions of the United Kingdom, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. So they'll have that dinner and discussion at Windsor, and they've been invited to have a sleepover. And have breakfast with the King the next morning to continue the discussions. That's actually quite interesting because, well, firstly, the first minister of Northern Ireland is a member of basically of Sinn Féin, which is the Irish Republican Army. And they've been very, shall we say, anti-UK and anti-monarchy for the last 110, 120 years. But here's the thing, the Sinn Féin leadership in Northern Ireland is now becoming pro-monarchical, and the King's ability to bring them all together is going to be profound, because this is an overt, if you like, intervention in politics by King Charles to bring about some kind of consensus of governance which will make all of the component parts of the United Kingdom begin working together. Right now, Sir Keir Starmer is faced with such a revolt within the Labour Party that he may not last much longer there at all, and the government itself might be forced to fall or change leaders, but they don't even have a leader in waiting there. So it's going to be a very, very significant week, which the King will come to the fore yet again, as he's been doing for the last 6 to 9 months, literally calming down the politics of the United Kingdom, trying to stop some of the radical initiatives being secretly undertaken by Starmer from occurring, so that the country can build a consensus of support. Now, what we see with all of this is that the King's authority is growing by the day. Very profound. We've discussed this before. We haven't seen such a return to leadership by a British sovereign since King George III was forced to surrender a lot of powers to Parliament, which continued from that day to try to erode all power from the monarchy. And that's been a mistake, because the monarchy is what keeps the people together and allows the politicians of left or right or centre to actually do their own thing while the country remained united. So the King is really acting in a unifying capacity once again.
About the King's role here, he's bringing together parties that don't or who do not ordinarily speak with each other. Starmer looks to be the more powerful of all in the room, and yet he's not exercising that power in a way to bring the country together. Do we know why not? He's got an enormous majority in Parliament.
Yes, he does. And it's now revolting against him because he is taking decisions without consultation with the party. And he's coming out with radical things and doing things which he promised not to do in his election campaign. Now, he is an ideologue. There's no question about that. He is, if you like, old-style Labour socialist ideologue. He's concerned about Little England rather than even about Little Britain, let alone about Great Britain and Northern Ireland and so on. He's well and truly out of touch with the electorate to the point where today, for example, the Opposition Reform Party, which got some seats when it's first entered Parliament in the past 6 months, they now have more actually paid-up members of the Reform Party than are paid-up members of the Conservative Party or paid-up members of the Labour Party. So this is very, very significant. The tide is not moving back to the Conservatives. It's moving to a much more disparate national identity party in Reform, which is going to take, again, huge votes away from Labour at the council elections. And Starmer, among other things, has just cancelled half of the council elections to be held in Britain while he rethinks what British municipal councils should look like. So this is not winning him any favours either. But the reality is he's afraid of the Reform Party.
And the King, has he expressed to Mr. Starmer that he's helping him? Have they talked about this on an equal basis? I'm talking about the two powerful men, the soul of the soul of the country and the leader of the country. Do they talk about it? Because what you're saying is so very logical. I want to hear that Starmer recognizes.
Starmer doesn't want anybody interfering with his primacy in power. So the King is also extremely careful about, quote, interfering in government. He doesn't want to be seen to be doing that. He is there to offer advice to the government. And there's no question that he, perhaps even more strenuously than the late Queen Elizabeth, is doing that, trying to say, how do we reach a consensus? How do we stop these sort of things happening, these dislocations and riots happening?
We can speak more of George III going forward because he was a hands-on monarch. And but for that affliction of his, we might have had a different ending to the 1776 unhappiness. Gregory Copley, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.